I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A UConn professor warns that the unchecked growth of charter schools could lead to something similar to the subprime mortgage bubble. The professor is calling for safeguards to be set up to prevent the charter bubble from bursting. Charter schools have been growing fast, and state leaders, including Governor Daniel Malloy, have advocated for more of these schools to be built. But Preston Green says it might be time to put the brakes on.
I'm not taking the position that charter schools are inherently bad. I understand that parents and children want to have education choices. What I want to see happen is a situation such that we can guarantee that those choices are good.
Green teaches at the education school at UConn and recently published a paper with several colleagues looking at the issue of charter school growth. Charters are like traditional public schools, except they're often run by for-profit companies and are free from many regulations that are imposed on school districts. Charters operate mostly in urban areas where there's high numbers of Black and Latino students. As dissatisfaction with the local schools grows, so does demand for more charters, and this has fueled calls to make it easier to open more of them. But Green says scandals across the country show there should be more regulation, not less.
State and local governments have to take a strong stand to ensure that if we're going to grow charter schools, that we have provisions in place to prevent abuse.
Because some charters are profit-making, Green says this can be an incentive to engage in practices that are good for the books, but bad for kids. If charters are allowed to grow without additional safeguards, Green warns that students could end up with fewer choices because of how selective charter schools can be. This selectivity could create an environment where students who struggle the most are left without any options except a poor-performing public school. Minorities, students with disabilities, and English language learners could be hit the hardest. David DeRoche, WNPR News.